Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what are the things that Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, heard from the Prophet Assalam? Number one, which is related to our chapter, the chapter that deals with oaths and vows. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever swears by a religion other than Islam while lying and intentionally, then he is as he said. And this is a very strong warning. If someone swears and says, he says, by Allah, he is a Jew or a Christian, if this is not true, then he is as he said, if he is lying. Someone tells him, did you take the pen? He said, by Allah, he's talking about himself. He is, that is I, not I. That is why in Arabic, in lots of the books of hadith, when they speak about someone as a third party, they do not relate it to themselves. For example, if someone comes to the Prophet and says, O Prophet of Allah, I have committed fornication, purify me. I, as a narrator, I would not say I have committed or performed. I would relate it to a third party and say, and the companion came to the Prophet and said, O Prophet of Allah, he has committed fornication, so purify him. So that I would not relate that to me. And this is one of the ways of yani, the hadith. So it's important that when you read it, you get confused. The companion came, who is the third party he's talking about? He's not talking about third party, he's talking about himself. But the narrator of the hadith does not relate that to the proverb or say I, said he. So the Prophet says, والسلام, if someone was accused, did you take the pen? And he said about himself, he would be a Jew or a Christian if he took the pen. And he's lying. And he's swearing intentionally. And then the Prophet says, والسلام, if this is the case, then he is as he said. Meaning that he's a Jew or a Christian. Meaning that he nullified his Islam. But the scholars say that this is a sin. How can it nullify Islam? They said that we should take the hadith as it is, meaning that it is extremely dangerous to claim or to say that a person is a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper to prove a point, whether he's intentional or unintentional, whether he is telling the truth or not telling the truth. But the most authentic opinion is that it doesn't nullify your Islam unless you think highly and greatly of that religion. So it is a major sin that one should refrain from doing. The second one is committing suicide. We've gone through that in previous programs, and it is a major sin, and that a person who commits suicide will be punished with the same method that he took his life by. So if it's a poison, he will keep on drinking that poison in hell forever. And if it's stabbing himself, if it's burning himself, and we went into explaining what forever means. Does it mean that he's not a Muslim anymore and that he will be in hell forever? We've gone through that, so I will not go through it again. And then the Prophet ﷺ talked about giving oath or giving nadhr in something you do not possess or own. And this is related with our chapter. If someone says, my friend's or my neighbor's slave, he's free if Allah cures my son. And Allah cures my son. So is my neighbor's slave free? I said, no, it's not yours. How do you do this? Can anyone divorce a woman that is not his wife? I'm angry with my neighbor, so I say, your wife is divorced, divorced, divorced. He said, what is this? It was reported that a man divorced 5 women at the same time. And this is outrageous. He had 4 women. He came to the house, 2 were fighting. So he said in front of them, you're fighting, you're divorced, and she's divorced. So the third wife, who was not fighting, said, are you crazy? Why do you divorce 2 women before you know who is the aggressor and who is the victim? He said, you're talking to me? You're divorced as well. The fourth woman said, Alhamdulillah, I did not speak. And the man said, you're divorced as well. You're praising Allah, I'm divorcing you. So the neighbor's wife from on top of the house said, you are the craziest man I ever seen. Why divorce 4 wives at the same time? He said, also you're divorced if your husband agrees. And the husband from inside the house said, I agree, I agree. So this man divorced 5 at the same time. Now, likewise, you don't have the right to free a slave that is not yours. How do you make a pledge or a vow to something that you do not own? This is something forbidden and it is not permissible. Moving on to the following hadith, which leads us, this hadith, to a chapter that deals with another. But before going into it, do we have any questions or we're clear? One question? Okay, let's take that.
In the hadith, it is said that cursing a believer, it means murdering him.
Okay, very good. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in another hadith, that cursing a believer or slandering or swearing at a believer is a sin, fusuq. And fighting him or killing him is kufr. So here the Prophet is highlighting the danger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of cursing a believer. So if you say that cursing a Muslim is, it's okay, may Allah curse you, meaning that you are making dua, you're supplicating to Allah that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty, would get him out of His mercy. So when you say, may Allah curse you, this means that may Allah deprive you from His mercy. And the Prophet says that this is so grave, so serious, so dangerous as if killing a believer. No one would argue. What's the ruling on killing a believer? Oh, this is a major sin. This is haram. This is bloodshed. Well, cursing him is equivalent in gravity and seriousness. So I hope this answers your question. Yes, brother. At the very back.
Sheikh, I have a question regarding intoxicants that today nowadays police investigation departments are using to speak out the truth from that man. So what do you say about it?
Okay. I don't know if this is applied or not. Usually in interrogations, police are not supposed to use any kind of drugs, but maybe in the Secret Service, maybe, I don't know, they would use some type of drugs that would compel and force someone to say the truth. This is not a drug in the sense that it does not intoxicate. But if they give the drugs we're talking about that are intoxicants, are illegal, are heroin, cocaine, hashish, marijuana, crystal meth, etc. All of these are considered to be illegal drugs. So these are totally prohibited to be given, whether interrogation, whether in someone wanting to become high or wanting to party, it's all the same ruling. And this brings us to a point I may have forgotten, which is the ruling of such intoxicants the same as wine? And the answer is yes. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. And anything that a lot of it intoxicates, even the smallest portion, is haram. This means that if someone abuses drugs or takes drugs, if someone does drugs, marijuana or hashish or hash or whatever, or pot, and he is caught, he is to be flogged, as if any person drinks wine. And drinking a drop of wine is like drinking a whole bottle, meaning that one says, I had only half a glass. I'm not intoxicated. I can drive. I can jump. I can walk on a straight line. Regardless, you consumed haram, you should be flogged. It's not as people think, only when you're drunk, we flog you. No. If you consume any intoxicants deliberately, you have to be flogged. Okay?
Assalamu alaikum.
Sir.
If someone is not mentally stable and he swears, is the swearing valid?
Well, the term not mentally stable is very vague. So someone who's angry says, I'm not mentally stable. Someone who laughs a lot, he says, ha ha ha, I'm not mentally stable. This is not what classifies as insane. Anyone who's insane is not held accountable for his swearing. But someone who is a little bit angry, a little bit happy, depressed a little bit, he's not considered to be insane. So, yes, the only one who's not held accountable is the one who's classified to be insane, the one whom we cannot hold him accountable for his actions. If he breaks something, if he swears, if he does this or that, he's not held accountable because of his insanity. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته